Hey gang, welcome to another episode of You're Entitled to Your Opinion. I'm Gordon.
I'm Emma.
And we are back. We missed last week. I'm sorry.
I was sick.
You had a cold, and then the week got busy, and then we had stuff at night, and we skipped an episode. Yep. But we did, we want to give a shout out to Marie Newkirk, who listened to our episode on This Is Gonna Hurt. And she's been tracking with us, so Marie, thank you. And I think she's offering to be on an episode with us. And she wants to talk about Shang-Chi from an Asian perspective, which would make sense that maybe we could be quiet and just listen to what she has to say. Mm-hmm. But she did comment on Facebook when I posted that episode. So appreciate that. Very nice. And we have a lot to talk about since we've been gone a week. So, let's jump into everybody, American Horror Story.
Yay!
So, this year's American Horror Story is a double feature.
Yeah.
But it all ties together.
Somehow.
And
aliens are supposed to come.
And aliens have not shown up yet, but we
don't. And possible mermaids.
And we don't know if this episode was sort of the end of the first feature.
Red Tide.
Red Tide. It could be. It could be. So, again, spoilers, everyone. And if you don't listen to watch American Horror Story, suffer with us because we have other things to talk about. So, Emma, we've been predicting all to everybody in this. If you remember this season, in this town, North Maine kind of feel,
very lowly,
very Stephen Kingish kind of Maine kind of area. If you take this black pill and you have talent, you become an incredible talent. If you take the black pill and you don't, you become a soul-sucking vampire.
It's like this bald creature.
But you become a vampire no matter what.
Yeah.
Right, but you become like the bald ones just hang out in the graveyards and eat rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the husband, who we don't like, we never liked the husband,
I like the husband.
You didn't? That's because you think he's cute.
Yeah.
But he didn't cheat on his wife.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Surprising, the American Horror Story. He took it and all of a sudden, his career takes off. Mm-hmm. He is writing Netflix. He's writing for Quentin Tarantino.
Who also apparently takes the black pill.
Very big drop that maybe that is the source of his talent. His daughter takes it, becomes a vampire, but has crazy talent.
I hate the daughter so much.
Alma, she's like 8.
Yeah, and she's annoying.
And then Ursula, the agent shows up and like, you gotta get all these black pills because we're gonna make a ton of money together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the poor wife, who we know does not have interior decorating talent.
No.
We know she does not. And she's like, why is my daughter
sicking on rabbits?
Eating
blood.
Rabbits in the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you riding so much?
Mm-hmm.
Then she has a baby. And she finds the 8-year-old daughter sucking blood out of the baby's leg. And they're like,
just a dream.
Just a dream. Like, they can hide the teeth marks. And so we all know what's going to happen.
This entire episode was just, like, full of dread. Because it was just constantly, like, everyone being like, oh, no, you're okay, to, like, Lily Rabe's character. They're all like,
Come on.
No. Yeah. They're like, oh, it's all fine. But, like, the entire episode, we were like, she's just going to end up, like, taking it and not being good.
So here's the thing. None of us believed that she had talent.
No.
All season long.
Yeah.
Was that disappointing? Like, it was predictable?
No, it was just kind of like this constant, like, dread, really, being like, well, you know it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
You know?
She just didn't have any talent. She just didn't have any talent. And then she tries to kill her daughter with a big, like 1-week-old baby with a giant knife, and loses her hair and turns into the soul-sucking weird roam the world.
And they just kind of like left her off and they're like, it's okay, we're all very successful, rich family. It's
we're
like,
happy,
shut up.
We're happy without you. Go eat rabbits in the graveyard, which
like,
is literally what she's doing at the end. She's eating rabbits.
It's like, that's your mom and your wife. He's like, I've outgrown you. It's like, boo, okay?
I know. It apparently, you take this pill, you also become a massive D-bag as well. So, but there are other characters.
Yes.
There's tuberculosis Karen.
Aww.
Who is,
Sarah Paulson.
Sarah Paulson, who has talent, maybe?
No, she does.
And then there's Macaulay Culkin, who we like.
Yeah.
Who's a meth head. He's a meth head prostitute. That's a tough description.
Yeah.
But he takes
it. I love his character.
And immediately gets talent. They give him the Speed Racer Universe, which I have a heart for that movie, and I love those cartoons when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen it. We need more Speed Racer. Made by the Wachowski folks. They made it. And so, but he's like, please, Karen, take the pill. He's like, I love you. We can be together. Mm-hmm. It is kind of sweet.
Because he really cares about her, because they're like actual friends, and they like actually love each other. And, but, like, Sarah Paulson doesn't want to take it because she's like, you're not human. I don't want to be like you. I don't want to be like Belle Noir, who is like this, like, she's kind of like one of the first people who ever took the black pill. And so she's like, I just don't want to, like, do that. And then Mickey, he's like, hey, these, like, blood-sucking vampire things, the bald ones, they're going to kill you unless you take the black pill. And I'm just going to kind of, like, leave you here for no reason at all. Yeah. He's like kind of forcing her to take the black pill.
They can't really live in the same world. They just really can't. Because she doesn't want to be with him as in his new...
Because she doesn't want to take the pill.
I know.
But she wants them to be together. And so...
So it ends
Wait,
with...
I want to explain.
Okay, you go.
So she takes the pill or else she would have gotten killed. And so he's like, what is your, like, Starry Night? What is your, like, Mona Lisa? And so they go out to... for her to paint it, and he's like, see, we can
on
be
the
so
beach.
On the beach. He's like, we can like be so happy together. And then she kills him and sucks his blood so she can see that she has the potential, draws her beautiful painting, which we don't get to see.
We think?
Yes, she does.
We don't know if
no,
she's
she
got
does.
Talent or
I
not.
I bet she does.
I know, but they never confirm it.
I'm pretty sure she does.
She walks to the ocean.
And she slits her wrists, and then she just walks in and disappears.
So my guess is this is the end of this arc. Mm-hmm. And her spilling all that talent blood in the ocean is going to move us towards aliens or creatures. I hate it because I'm like... Let's just stop. Like,
yeah.
Just end the season
this
here.
This season was so good.
You finally ended it. My prediction is the next episode is going to be horrible.
Because
Ryan Murphy always, the episode before the end of the season is great, and then the last episode is terrible.
And Kaia Gerber is the main star of the second.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
She was the very, very bad actor in Murder House. In the Return to Murder House. Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Yes. Okay.
Well, the main character.
Sorry. Is she really?
Yes.
All right. I mean, I think you and I disagree. I think she can grow into talent, but I don't know if she's ready to be the lead in a series.
No. So, in a very good season so far.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, so far, I've enjoyed this season more than any other season.
Yeah,
I've
me
seen.
Too.
Mm-hmm. I'm unfortunately, my expectations are not great that this is going to end well.
Yeah.
I'm kind of I'm trying not to be pre-disappointed. Mm-hmm. So, but either way, Amy has watched this, everyone. Amy does not watch American Horror Story. She doesn't like
she hates
bloody
horrors.
Horror. This one has been GIMP-free.
Yeah. There's been no sexual violence so far. Yay!
It's weird that we're celebrating. But, if it ended here, I'd give it a solid, like, 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
I really would.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. How many episodes do we have left?
We have an entire other half of a season.
Like 10 or 11 episodes?
Not 10 or 11. Maybe, like, 6 or 7 episodes left.
What we just saw was episode...
5.
5. Okay, so interesting. Alright, so we'll see what happens. I don't know why it says Evan Peters was sorry, but literally not in that episode.
Because this is all of this is all of...
Oh, it's just all the stars. Okay, but that episode was called Gaslight.
Yeah.
Alright, so then, do we want to talk about what we think of impeachment so far?
I mean, sure.
Okay, so
not much, though.
Ryan Murphy is also
on the black pill for some.
He is on the black pill. Very well done. And has created season 3 of American Crime Story. But for American Crime Story, he follows
real
stories, and so he has impeachment, which is Bill Clinton.
Yeah, what he does is he. I don't know why he's taking the most like known things ever and making a series out of them. It's like there's already so many things about it because the first season of Impeachment was about O.J. Simpson, which
American Crime Story, yeah.
Which so many people know. Then the second one was the Versace murders, which I didn't watch, which I actually don't know that one. And then this one's like Bill Clinton. It's like
I'm gonna tell you cynically, he's doing it because he knows people want to watch it.
Yeah,
he
does it because Sarah Paulson agrees to it.
Well, O.J.'s been done for. There's not been a live action of anything of Bill Clinton in the impeachment.
Really?
Nope. I'm surprised that...
not even a movie?
Nope. The Primary Colors did not deal with this. Primary Colors was a fictionalized...
Primary Colors?
It's a fictionalized novel around a Bill Clinton-type character that had John Travolta and Emma Thompson in it. The novel, when it came out, was unknown. Author unknown. But I am not aware of a Bill Clinton TV...
I think there's been a documentary.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah, tons of that. See? Yeah, yeah. But no one's made a movie or TV series out of it. We just don't want Ryan Murphy to wind up... dead, because he did something to Clinton, so like...
I don't edit anything,
I just want you to know, you want to be careful what we say, I don't edit anything.
The Clinton suicide...
But listen, for you guys, Amy and I are giving you and Landry a lot of backstory, mm-hmm. and they don't like...
Linda Tripp,
oh my goodness, they portray her as this self-important... power hungry, desperate to be in places of power.
Isn't that kind of what she was, though?
I don't know her personally, but it starts with her ratting out, like getting caught ratting out mm-hmm. Monica Lewinsky. And Monica Lewinsky's mad. Like they're in the hotel room. That incident mm-hmm. happened.
That's insane.
And so, and then you meet Monica Lewinsky, who seems just very naive.
Happy go lucky.
Well, she's very naive. Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm waiting basically for the president. To leave his wife for me. Oh my goodness.
Really?
And then you also meet,
that one girl.
Not Flowers? No, what is her name? But the other woman who accused Bill Clinton of sexual assault. I'll pull her name up in a minute. And she and her husband are just kind of naive, like, hi, just kind of rednecks, kind of hi.
Her husband is from SNL, which is so funny to me because he's doing like all these crazy things with like SNL. And now he's, like, in this, like, serious role.
I mean, after a while, you've got to branch out or mm-hmm. you're just going to get typecast.
Yeah.
You've got to get out of the Saturday Night Live world, because which is not easy for folks to do.
Whenever I see him, all I think of is this one SNL skit about, like, e-meth. And that's all I can think of when I look at him.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I do e-meth because it's the better option for meth.
That's right. Paula Jones is her name. Mm-hmm. And so, So far, it's a little slow because it's got to do a lot of world building.
There are so many characters to introduce.
And we haven't even met them all that are getting ready to come in. Marsha Clark's going to come in. Sarah Paulson, can't wait for that.
That's
right, Marsha Clark. Excuse me, that was OJ. Forgive me. So far, I'm enjoying it. I want to see it play out. We just meet Bill Clinton at the end, and when that happens, it feels like the whole mm-hmm. series takes on an energy. So,
but now you're like, oh no, what's gonna happen? This story is so unknown.
I can watch that and legitimately say it was not politicized. It's what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't look at that and go, ooh, the far right made it, or ooh, it's a whitewash by the left. Like, mm-hmm. that's kind of what happened, everybody. It was probably worse than this. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to it. So we watched two movies together.
We did? Oh yeah, we did.
All super strong women lead characters.
Yes.
Let's start with your impressions of Underworld. Now, before you say anything about Underworld, everybody, I've had a crush on Kate Beckinsale.
That was Kate Beckinsale?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Since Serendipity and Underworld, right? I've seen all the Underworld movies. Amy hates these movies.
It's not that good of a movie.
It's vampires versus werewolves. The whole movie is blue.
Yeah.
Bluish purple.
Wow, I wonder where Twilight got that from.
Right. But I'm going to give you the premise and I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
She is Celine. She's a death dealer for the vampires. All the vampires are very elegant and cool and matrix leather and that kind of thing. And they're rich. And all mm-hmm. the werewolves are like underground dogs. And there's
and, like these like nasty
and
places.
Then Bill
Nye
is in it and he's like this overlord that's been around forever.
He looked so bad in that.
Yes,
like,
intentionally. That's the first movie I ever saw him in.
Like, give him a better wig, please.
So, but the idea is that the head of the Lycans, the werewolves, is trying to create an abomination hybrid of the two of them that, of course,
falls
Celine
in
falls in love with him. So, having said that, Emma, what were your impressions of Underworld?
It was pretty bad.
Like, bad, bad?
It was just wasn't that great, you know? Like, because it kind of dragged on. You didn't really understand what was going on. The main characters had absolutely no chemistry.
Did anyone have chemistry in that movie?
Her and, like, the father figure, which was weird.
Bill Nye?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She seemed yeah, that's that's the relationship that has the most power in the movie. Yes.
So it's like, okay. And then just, like, it just wasn't that strong of a plot.
You got the swarmy vampire leader who's trying to take power.
Ooh.
And he wants to marry Celine, of course.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that's never going to happen. Then you got the other vampire girl who's kind of conniving in the background because she wants to be...
Also, if you look at Celine and you, like, refer it back to Twilight, and then if you look at, like, Twilight New Moon, I think, where they introduce the Volturi, and you look at Dakota Fanning, they literally look the exact same.
I know. I thought that, too.
Did y'all basically steal this entire thing?
Yes.
If I'm gonna add more to the timeline, there's the Underworld 9/11 MCR Twilight, then to the 50 Shades of Grey universe.
Yes.
Going through that entire thing.
And if you guys don't know the connection, it's worth a whole episode. If you don't know the connection between 50 Shades of Grey and Twilight.
No, 50 Shades of Grey to 9/11.
Yeah, yes, yeah. But 50 Shades of Grey and Twilight.
Yeah.
We will have to do an episode on that because we're the only people who care about that. But so Underworld. You're not gonna watch the other four movies?
No, I'm looking at the reviews of it on Letterboxd, and one person goes, "Where do they shop? There has to be one leather/latex trench coat boutique just making a killing."
There's a lot of leather coats in this movie. And then you have infrared bullets that kill the vampires.
Yeah.
So what'd you give it out of five?
I think I gave it like a two.
Ooh,
two and
okay.
a half, I think.
Did you give it 2.5? You gave it 2.5.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, it does hold a place in my heart, I'm sorry.
It's kind of funny how some people don't realize that Underworld and Matrix were made by the same directors.
No, it's not. Lynn Weissman did
really?
Underworld.
Then what did you say for the...
Matrix-y. It's got a Matrix feel.
You said something about the Wachowskis.
They did Speed Racer.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, Lynn Weissman did Underworld. But you know, you can watch Underworld and go, you're stealing the feel.
Because
Matrix was all lots of leather outfits. Lots of leather outfits. And I do want to go back and watch Speed Racer again. That was their follow-up to The Matrix. The Matrix Resurrections preview looks amazing.
It looked really good. I didn't realize that it was going to be, like, with Keanu Reeves. So when I saw him, I was like, whoa, that's him!
It looks so good. And that's December 23rd. I'm like, man, Christmas movies are going to kill.
Oh, yeah. We also have a Little Mix movie.
Oh, well, all right. And then we also we have the Gucci movies.
Yes!
Okay, so let's move on. On Netflix, premiering last weekend.
Someone literally just went, "What's this ruckus?"
That's right. Bill Nye, like, "What's this ruckus?" Love it.
Someone goes, "I fell asleep during this and it gave me chaotic dreams, 0.5 star.
All right, let's quit making fun of this movie. So then, last weekend, on Netflix comes out Kate.
Yeah.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who has... now all of a sudden kind of carving out an action career for herself Birds of Prey. Woody Harrelson. I don't know anybody else in this movie. The premise is very common. An assassin gets a conscience.
Does her last job.
And wants one last job. And during that one last job, they poison her with... Nuclear radioactive materials, like polonium, whatever. I know I said that wrong, excuse me. And they're like, you're going to die in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps herself alive by adrenaline shotting herself over and over again. And she finds a girl and
that she got
she killed her father. Yeah. And there's a bunch complicated in there. But I like the movie. You, Emma, what do you think?
I like it. I think it went on a little bit too long. I think especially with the entire ending scene, I was so bored of it. And I was like, we already had this huge, like, moment at the end. Why did you get rid of it? Like, when she died, with air quotes.
With the old dude?
Yeah.
The big confrontation with the old dude where everything's explained.
Yes.
Then Woody Harrelson takes the girl.
Yeah.
And then we got to go have another fight scene.
Another fight scene, I was like, I don't care about that. Because I thought they were going to do, like, she died, and then the dude goes, you forgot this, and then she got up, and then it was just going to go black, and then it was going to, like, set up for a sequel.
I feel like, yeah, there's no sequel here, because she's dead.
Yeah.
I feel like the scene with the old man,
mm-hmm.
Could've been it. That went a long time. Like, I feel like we could have gotten that in, like, 2 minutes instead mm-hmm. of 10, and then I'm ready for the fight with... Did he fight Woody Harrelson at the end? Did she fight him?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
it should have just ended with the old man. Should have just ended there.
I feel like they said, hey, we've got budget for 2 actors here. But I've got to say, she did pretty well fighting.
Yeah.
She did, and, you know, Shades of Kill Bill, some same shoes, kind of harkening back, that kind of thing. Listen, I could watch it again. It was not bad. out of 5, what'd you give it?
I think I gave it like a...
Okay, so you ranked it above Underworld.
Yeah, duh.
Oh, yeah, like way above. So what do you think about Mary Elizabeth Winstead? Is that it? Mary Elizabeth Winstead? You know, she is in Death Proof, which we've reviewed extensively here. Mm-hmm. Non-existent role, just the dumb cheerleader. Birds of Prey, which we have also reviewed. Scott I think we Pilgrim. Reviewed that on... this is going to hurt. Main girl in Scott Pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
And then now this, she's becoming an action star.
People need to stop just saying that she's Ramona Flowers, because that is what every single person
says. I think nerddom has got that in her mind. I think she's moved pretty far beyond that.
She's also done Gemini Man.
Oh, what a terrible movie.
Final Destination 3.
She must have been a teenager when that one came out. So we watched Final Destination 1, and you guys were not hooked.
It was fine.
Water went somewhere. Remember, the water's chasing them all the time. Anytime I get behind a logging truck on 995, I think about Final Destination. I'm like, I know how this ends.
She's in 10 and Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, we saw Cloverfield Lane. Mm-hmm. We didn't like 10 was... Oh, that was very creepy. Yeah. That was the hostage one. She went on... When she was interviewed for Kate, you'll like this, she said... Can I have a Huntress movie from Birds of Prey? She's like, give me my own movie. I want like a spinoff from Birds of Prey. Maybe somewhere, our gal, what's her name?
Which one?
Who played...
Margot Robbie?
Yeah, maybe Margot Robbie's like, hey, I'll executive produce for you and get the movie made. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to have to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure at this point in time, everybody's going to try to keep... Margot Robbie happy.
The DC, like... Like
she's the only thing keeping the DC universe together. She's the only one.
Mm-hmm. Now that Ben Affleck stepped down, they're like,
but we do have a Batman movie coming out with Robert Pattinson and I forget who
Zoe Kravitz?
And Zoe Kravitz is going to be Catwoman.
Yay!
And I forget who's going to be Penguin. But don't worry about it right now. Don't look it up right now. So, I would recommend Kate. I call my boy Larson up. I'm lucky to even ring Kate. Always down with... You didn't watch Jolt with me, right? The most recent Kate Beckinsale action film?
No, you already explained that.
That's right. Yeah. So, here we split off, and you haven't watched or read anything, really, probably.
I listened to an album.
What'd you listen to?
The new Lil Nas X album.
So, you're just taking the whole album today?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was actually pretty good. There were, like, 4 songs about him talking about how hard it is to be like a singer and how hard it is to, like... be a gay rapper when it's such a predominantly straight
it's pretty misogynistic genre, typically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like him and Ellen, that was a song with Elton John, and so they were both like talking about how like it was hard to be like,
fair enough. Yeah. I mean,
it was pretty good. He has like, I think I added like 3 or 4 songs to my playlist. Like,
yeah, it's hard for me because, I did 1 minute of like, I think like 8 songs or something like that. It's just really outstretching of my genres on there. So I might give it a little more. Like, one day on a run, I might go, all right, let me give you a listen for that.
I think the singles off of it were really, really good.
Yeah, I wonder for his career. Because, one, you've got one of the biggest songs ever, written by a Fiverr sample. Good for you. You paid $10 for a Fiverr sample, and then all of a sudden you've got, like, the biggest song.
This guy literally creates a career off of it.
Right. Had never had an album, right? Mm. And
I think he had, like, 1 EP out.
And so then all of a sudden you become the poster child for
gay
cowboy rappers.
Mm-hmm.
He got mistypecast as a cowboy.
Yeah.
Rapper. That's
cause, everyone just didn't realize.
Right. But I wonder though, like, are you gonna become a parody of yourself? That's when I look at him, I'm like, because he is living this. Everything I do is a PR moment. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I just wonder, like, is he gonna become an artist? Like, Lady Gaga became an artist, mm-hmm. right? Everyone accused her of publicity stunts. Anybody who doesn't recognize her talent now doesn't have ears, by the way.
Everyone's like, she stole everything from Bowie. It's like, everyone stole everything from Bowie.
When she started out, she got accused of stealing everything from Madonna. And it's so I'm wondering, you know, who knows? We'll have to see, like, is he still here in 5 years?
Yeah, well, he's, ever since Old Town Road, it's like, yeah, there's no way you're gonna top that. Like, he's been, there was, like, one interview, they're like, what are you gonna do after, like, Old Town Road? Like, people think, like, you'll never have, like, a bigger song than that. He's like, no one's gonna have a bigger song than that.
Like, yeah, Beatles don't have a song bigger. Yeah. That's what you're talking about. This.
But, you know, he's had, like, multiple, like, singles, like, top
we
10.
We had the Satan single, which...
He also had Panini, and he had Holiday, he also had Call Me By Your Name, now he has Industry Baby, like, all
when
of those.
When I saw the Satan single, I mean, I get it, but then I thought, don't become a cartoon.
No, I think people took that a little too seriously, because it wasn't, like, supposed to be, like, really, like, a funny thing, and people just kind of, like, took it, like, out of, like,
well, he wanted to upset people, but...
Because he was talking about how, like, he's faced, like, discrimination from religious because he's gay, and so he was like, "Well, see how mad I can get you." And people,
that's what I'm saying. When you do something, oh, purely for the fact that how mad can I get you? Mm-hmm. I get it. You're an artist.
But the song's good, though.
Right.
That's the problem.
I get it. You're an artist, but like, be careful not to become a parody. Mm-hmm. Like, be careful not to, you know, like, are you an artist underneath?
Mm-hmm. I think he's just a 22-year-old rapper, and that's...
Right, amazing he's 22 years old. Yeah. I'm like, please get a good financial advisor. Mm-hmm. Please. Mm-hmm. It's and by the way, our last night's version of Old Town Road is fantastic, but I know, I'm an apologist for those guys. I've got a CD and a movie. Mm-hmm. Iron Maiden put out Senjutsu.
How was it?
It has grown on me so... Like, it's a big album. Like, 84, 90 minutes long. Mm-hmm. 4 songs over 10 minutes long. Their highest charting album in America ever.
Good for them.
Number 3 in America. Number 1 in the UK, beating out Drake.
Who knew Led Zeppelin could still make good music?
Iron Maiden, you mean?
Yeah, Iron Maiden.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Them too. No. So, listen. It's for an Iron Maiden fan, and again, for all my kids, you might not really have a big Iron Maiden depth of songs. Landry does, because she saw them, but, like, I love Aces High, like, really fast, and of course, you know, The Trooper, or Run to the Hills, maybe. Mm-hmm. There's no galloping, like, there's not a Run to the Hills, Aces High kind of pace. Mm-hmm. Then I go, there's Ebony! You know, all my bands are getting really, really old. Mm-hmm. I really love it. I think I've listened to it all the way through 5 or 6 times. You can get a lot of work done. It's a long album. Mm-hmm. Some of the most intricate stuff they've ever done. They recorded this album over 2 years ago. One member of the band had a copy. No one in the world, this one
Good
guy
for
said,
them.
Steve Harris, the bass player, the founder, he's like, I'm keeping it. Record company, no. Producer, no. Mm-hmm. I get it. And when they sent it out for review, they sent it out in this weird platform that once you listen to it twice, it destroyed itself. Like, I'm like, they did some crazy, because it never got pirated. So they did it. Like, they held on to it, and because their goal was, let's put out an album. So I love it. Good Eddie imagery. Really, really happy. I've got many, many hours to go take it with them. But, ugh. I think I mentioned it before. I love waking up on Saturday mornings and watching a movie. This morning I watched Candyman 2, Farewell to the Flesh. Now,
which has a 25% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Which is gracious. Because you and I saw both the theater.
And the remake.
And the original, right? Mm-hmm. And we thought, good stuff, right? Good stuff. Even though, you know, the original had some
iffy plot.
92 kind of stuff. This movie's awful, Emma. Like, I'm like, you had a chance to build a horror franchise. Mm-hmm. It's 90-something.
Just do what Scream did.
And they're like, ooh, let's put it in New Orleans. That means it's gonna have black people and be scary in it. Like, literally, I feel like that was the thought. Like, someone
was it made by like a different director or something?
Clive Barker, the guy who wrote it. Clive Barker is like the anti Stephen King. Like, he really huge horror writer. He was the vision behind it.
What happened?
It was terrible. The special effects at the end are like Sharknado, like type. Yeah. There's a hurricane at the end and the house like disappears, and I feel like I'm watching Sharknado level stuff.
The director was Bill Condon.
I don't even know. Did he ever do anything else? What else did Bill Condon do? Watch him go out and do something amazing.
When you look up his name and you see the people related, the first person is Taylor Lautner, so I'm gonna guess maybe not. Not really. He directed Beauty and the Beast.
Good for him. Real? The Disney?
No, Beauty? the remake of it.
Yeah, the live action?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Really?
He's not done a lot of things. He did Dreamgirls in 2006.
Okay, that
Twilight,
got huge.
Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1 and Part 2.
He directed those movies?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm telling you.
Good.
He cut his teeth on Farewell to the Flesh, because that movie is...
Because before that, like, he was doing a bunch of just, like, 70s movies. Yeah.
Well, I didn't have any memory of the movie. And now I've got to watch part 3, which...
Which has an 8% of Rotten Tomatoes. 8%,
I know, because I'm a completionist. But anyway, I watched that this morning. I was going to watch Malignant.
This is, like, a pretty bad...
Yeah, I know, it's a bad movie poster. But I was going to watch Malignant, that most recently came out. And I got up this morning and discovered we didn't have HBO Max anymore.
Dude, I heard someone say they're like people literally walked out of this movie like because nobody wanted to watch it.
Someone told me yesterday they liked it. So
I've heard someone say that it was campy, and that's why they
liked it. Eventually get HBO Max back because they got kicked off Amazon Prime.
Why?
Just fighting over money, and then but we'll get there. I do want to see it. So at this point in time, I'm like, you kept me from seeing it. So now what we got coming up, we've got to find out where American Horror Story goes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably take an impeachment too. I don't see a movie on our horizon.
I want to see
Jim and Tammy Baker movie, but you guys don't
the
have
Tammy
much.
Tears of
Tammy Faye. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'd like to see that too. I mean, you don't have any context for it, but we lived it, and so.
I know who Tammy Faye is, but I don't really know, like, what she did.
Well, in the late 80s, there was this televangelist craze, mm-hmm. and preachers would go on television mm-hmm. and make hundreds of millions of mm-hmm. dollars and have telethons and preach for 24 hours, yeah. and they did it, and mm-hmm. so Jimmy Swaggart got caught with a hooker. He's still a televangelist. Jim and Tammy wanted to start an amusement park in Charlotte, which is a dead amusement park now. Like, people go and sneak onto the land now.
Oh, fun.
I know. Doesn't that sound fun? Mm-hmm. And Jimmy... Tammy had all that massive amount of makeup.
Yeah. I know that she was a Christian. I know that she wore a bunch of makeup. That's all I know about her.
I'll tell you this, and then we'll shut things down. Mm-hmm. In college, when their whole scandal brought them down,
mm-hmm.
there was a t-shirt that people would wear that would have, like, smeared makeup all mm-hmm. over it, and it would say, "I ran into Tammy Faye." That's tough. That really is. But yeah, but
there was another movie made of her, but the Eyes of Tammy Faye.
That was a documentary. Yes, yeah. And I saw part of that. Well done. She comes across a little bit sympathetic now.
Okay.
And Jim Baker is a scumbag. And is he around? He might still be around, remarried and doing his deal. Is he the guy selling the 5-gallon buckets of pancake mix?
Jim Baker. Faye? Jimmy Baker.
Jim Baker.
He is still alive.
Yeah, and so what he does now... Yeah, he's still around now. He's got to be very unhappy this movie's coming out. He still has a televangelist. He went to jail. He got divorced. Now he is all about end-time controversies. And he will sell you a 5-gallon bucket of pancake mix. Because you're preppers. He's selling, like, prepper stuff.
Great.
And he's all over, he's like COVID-19 controversies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's turned into an end-time prophecy nut.
Well,
and makes money selling conspiracy stuff.
Well, Tammy Faye has now become this huge, like, gay icon.
Right, she's become a gay icon. Yeah. And so, very interesting.
So which one do you want more?
It's a tough...
Well,
their pathways went pretty crazy. But I would like to see that. Mm-hmm. I hesitate. I'm like, does Emma need to see something else that's like makes you more cynical against Christians? Like, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Everything we're seeing right now is like, oh, this
can't
is terrible.
Hide.
Yeah, that, it's super public, so mm-hmm. we'll probably wind up seeing it. It looks really good. Jessica mm-hmm. Chastain looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Was it Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man?
I think so, yeah.
Looks like he does a great job on that. People don't know, they sold a bunch of albums, dude.
Wait.
They put out music. She sang.
Who?
Jim and Tammy. Really? Tammy Faye sang.
Looking up on Spotify.
Oh, my goodness.
if that's
probably,
on there.
Well, listen, let's bring things down. And so, I don't know if we'll see that movie next week, but I really like to. But we're going to wrap up American Horror Stories. We'll definitely get another episode of Impeachment in. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if we can go from there. I always hope to squeeze in a movie in my downtime. Mm-hmm. Good to catch up. Again, listener of the week. Thank you, Marie. We might have you on really, really soon. We appreciate that. Any last words?
Nope.
All right, we're out of here. Thanks so much.